This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Really great to be with you for a few moments this morning. When I was about 20, back there in 1970, I remember a famous pop star. Her name was Janis Joplin. Now, Janis Joplin was at the height of her career. She was 27 and tragically one day was found dead in a hotel room. And the question that many people asked was this death, a tragic death, an accident or a suicide? Well, the story goes that the police reported they'd found fresh needle marks on her arm, and near her body, near the body of Janis Joplin, was a small amount of heroin. And it was found out later that just before this terrible thing happened, she had said to a friend, "When I'm not on the theatre stage, I just lie around all day and watch TV and I feel very lonely." Now, I think that's very sad, isn't it? And there it is. You and I and millions of other ordinary people that we rub shoulders with every day are struck with this malady called loneliness. And I think that's what was wrong with this very popular singer of the time, Janis Joplin. She had no one there except on theatre. When she went on the stage, she was happy. She found fulfilment. But, you know, loneliness is there. The rich, the poor, doesn't matter whether you're famous or infamous. No one is immune. It was Thomas Wolfe, the novelist, who said that loneliness, far from being a rare and curious phenomenon, which is peculiar to myself, is the central and inevitable fact of human existence. H.G. Wells, he was the world-famous historian. When he turned 65, he said, "Well, I am 65 and I am lonely." Well, let's talk for a moment about these feelings, or the pain, I should say, the feeling and the pain of inadequacy, emptiness, loneliness, and that lack of love. Now, it's true that without sufficient love, it's like we're limping along in the shadows of life. And if you don't feel loved, chances are that you'll find some substitute, perhaps in money, houses, cars, boats, alcohol, sex, ambition, or whatever. And unfortunately, history shows that we end up using people and loving things instead of around the other way. So what is love and how can we get our needs for love met in today's life? And well, of course, love is much more than a feeling. It's a matter of the will. It's a commitment. In other words, it's a choice I make. I may not like everything about you, nor everything you do, but we can, of course, understand that I can love you because you are, for example, you could be a friend, you could be a husband, a wife, a daughter, a son, whoever you are, a sister or a brother. And if I'm committed to you, then I'm committed to your growth as a person. So that's what love is. Love is that commitment. But unfortunately, we'd have to admit that we are more committed to our own happiness than the happiness of others. So to love without commitment is not really love at all. But I think, as we've spoken about before, there has to be honest communication. It's a goal. Love doesn't usually take care of itself. You've got to work at it. In fact, the Bible says, "Let love be your highest aim." Good advice there. It's acceptance, isn't it? It says, well, look, I can't change anyone else. I need to change myself. I can change the people around me, maybe, but I have to change myself. So true love allows you to share yourself with others without judging. And I think it's really also a byproduct of maturity. And in fact, the Apostle Paul had it right in 1 Corinthians 13. He said, "When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I became a man, I put those childish ways behind me." So that's what love's like. It matures. It's giving. And we need to understand, of course, that the Bible says we love him because he first loved us. That was the Apostle John. So we need to understand that God's love is greater than our love. And if we can receive and accept God's love, and that's, of course, the greatest gift of all, it's available for anyone and everyone. So it really is true that love is the greatest gift of all. Heavenly Father, today we do acknowledge, Lord, that we are slow learners in this area. Sometimes, Lord, we're not prepared to love others. We want to put ourselves first. But help us, Lord, to take your life as our example and to accept other people, because I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.